So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask specifically each one of you different ones. So don't answer.
Okay.
I will call on you.
I know I don't know where one is, and I did not look it up in the last break.
Okay. So Spanish.
Yes.
Where is the Hoover Dam?
The Hoover Dam is...
I know this one.
Me too, I think.
Nevada?
It is between Nevada and Arizona. Okay. So yes, the Hoover Dam is right there.
Good job.
Woo!
Rob.
Yes, sir.
Where is the Grand Canyon?
Oh, okay. I would say Grand Canyon would be Wyoming.
You would be wrong.
Damn it.
Mike, where is the Grand Canyon?
Arizona.
Arizona is correct. Ralphie May.
Yes, sir.
Where is the Space Needle?
The Space Needle is in Seattle.
That is correct. Spanish.
Yes.
Where is Alcatraz?
Alcatraz is off the coast of California.
Where?
What city?
San Francisco?
Yes, San Francisco. Very nice. Rob.
Yes, sir.
Where is the Empire State Building?
New York. Yeah.
New York. I should have hit the buzzer. We could have scared
Chicago.
You out of it.
Yeah, you almost did. Chicago, I thought. That's Sears Tower.
Mike, where is Times Square?
That of awful New York.
Yeah. And finally, Ralphie. Where be the White House?
Oh, that's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. These are really, you should know these. So 3% don't know where the White House is. 3%.
Who doesn't know where the White House is?
Oh, come on. Really? You've met these people before. There's people in this building that don't know.
There's people listening that have no idea.
Yeah.
Come on. They probably think also Washington, the state, is where it's at. Like, I could see someone going, oh, it's in Washington.
All right, I'll give you that.
3% of the people don't know that Times Square is in New York. That's amazing. That is unbelievable. 6% don't know Empire State Building is in New York. 32% didn't know that Alcatraz is in San Francisco. 37% don't know that the Space Needle is in Seattle. Oh, I love Frasier. I know that it's there.
Rob, where's the arch?
St. Louis, Missouri. How about Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, where is
South
that?
Dakota. South Dakota.
No, I was asking you.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
57% didn't know that the Grand Canyon was in Arizona, and 60% don't know that the Hoover Dam is between Nevada and Arizona.
How about Yellowstone National Park?
That is in Wyoming.
Okay, that's where I... Yeah,
is it?
Okay.
Which one? I believe.
Yosemite is in California?
Get Carmen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yellowstone National Park.
It blows my mind how ignorant I am to things. Like, that. I just don't even know things now.
Well, I mean...
They didn't teach geography.
The fact that
man,
you didn't know where the Empire State Building is.
But they stopped teaching geography when I was in sixth grade.
Because they figured you should learn on your own with the internet. You should just be able to look at a map. Carmen, get on this mic right here. Yep. All right. Galvin will ask you where they are. You tell him.
You want me to go easiest to difficult?
No, same order you did before.
Same order. Okay. Carmen, where is the Hoover Dam?
The Hoover Dam is in Wyoming.
Okay. Do you want me to give the answer or no?
Yes.
It is between Nevada and Arizona.
Okay.
Where is the Grand Canyon?
Oh, I feel like I really should know this one.
So do we.
Yeah. Arizona. No. I take that back. Utah
is wrong. Arizona is correct.
Please make me second guess myself.
Carmen, mm-hmm. Where is the Space Needle located?
The Space Needle? That's Space in Needle. Toronto.
Nope, these are American.
That's not what that thing is called?
These are American landmarks, by the way.
In Toronto, the
CN Tower is there. That's what you're talking about.
But it has the needle at the
top. It looks just like it.
No, most buildings have a needle on the top.
Well, not like this.
The CN Tower, it's CN Tower for Canadian National, the rail. It looks a lot like it.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, these are American landmarks.
Oh, well, landmarks. Maybe you should have told me that to begin with.
I did, in States. Okay, where is Alcatraz located?
What?
Alcatraz, the prison, Alcatraz.
The place, New Mexico.
New Mexico is
Texas.
Incorrect. So is Texas wrong. It is in San Francisco.
Oh,
where is the Empire State Building?
New York.
Yay. Oh. Yo, you beat Rob on that one.
Where is Times Square?
New York City.
Okay. And
suck it.
Where is the White House located?
Washington, D.C.
Where is that?
What do you mean?
Geographically.
Well, It's like if this is the United States,
mm-hmm.
like that, like you're looking at it right. from a map point of view, it's like over here.
Right by your dirty fingernail? Yeah.
I was eating my breakfast sandwich. Mm-hmm.
So Carmen got 3 out of 7.
What, did you have a dirt sandwich for breakfast?
No, I had a grilled cheese, but breakfast style okay. with eggs on it.
Very good, Carmen. That's exactly what I expected.
Thanks.
No, yeah.
Congratulations. I will admit I'm terrible at geography, but if you don't get 7 out of 7 on this, there's yeah. something wrong with you.
I am also terrible at geography, but I find that the internet has made it. Google Maps and stuff has made me learn a lot more. You know what else has been helping a lot? Periscope.
Yeah.
Because Periscope, you can watch videos based on where people are broadcasting from. Oh. So a lot of times I will pick Europe and then I will expand the map and I will find out. You know, and then also Wade Boggs' house. I found out where Tajikistan was because he killed an animal from Tajikistan. Yeah, yeah. It's, the internet makes you because you can not only read about it, but you can go look at it and see where it is in relation to you and what's around it, and you learn a little bit more.
Sure, yeah.
All right, let me grab a couple more of these phone calls, and then we'll move on from minimum wage and all that other nonsense. Let's talk to Kara. You're on the mic. How's the show? Hi, Kara.
Kara, Jason, and Tom. Hey, guys. So I know you had some guys on here talking that they started from the military and, you know, got their GI Bill, whatever, and then kind of worked their way up once they got out of the military and whatnot. And a lot of people probably listening are like, well, that's because they went in the military and they have the means. But I never went to the military. I went to the college, walked up, talked to financial aid counselors, what are my options? And they lay it out for you, and they tell you this is what you can do, and they eliminate all excuses that you could come up with as to why you can't go to college, and you just got to do it.
That's the truth. I went to community college. Community college is dirt cheap compared to a university.
Yeah.
And I still got financial aid for it. And I'll be honest, I blew it. I didn't put the time in studying and preparing for it because I knew what I wanted to do, and I was already had 1 foot in radio, and I blew it. But the opportunity is there for most people to go there and get financial aid to pay for that. And a financial aid on getting a 2-year degree from a community college will not leave you in debt for the rest of your life. I mean, you're talking about under $10,000. And then you can take that degree, and God knows you could probably get a scholarship if you really put enough effort into it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean there are plenty of routes to go, especially if you're at a young age.
You know, and another thing that the internet is very good for is to find a degree online, print that out, and then take it to whatever job and just tell them you have
frame it and tell them it's yours. Yeah.
But, you know, in addition to young people, because I worked as an insurance agent for 15 years of my life and just got to the point where I was like, I'm done. This is not gratifying anymore. And at the age of 30-something, I decided to go back to school. And it was hard. It was a struggle, but it's totally worth it in the end. But it's just, you know, I think either you're just going to have lazy people who are just always going to come up with excuses, or you're going to have people who just are wired to be hard workers, and they're just going to shut up and do it.
The ironic thing in my family is that I'm the most successful one, and I'm the one who's done the least. My wife, it's the truth, my wife went back to school in her 30s and got her master's degree.
Right.
My brother, he graduated from college with a 4-year degree, then had the worst tragedy of his life when his wife died, and went back and got his master's degree in the middle of that. You know what I mean? So I'm the one who's done the least amount of work and makes the most
money.
But
isn't that the American dream?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
As-salamu alaykum. Hey, thanks for the call, Punky. Appreciate it.
Are you still making more than your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you? I know that he got
it. I mean, he's killing it.
Right,
he's killing it right now. I mean, and there'll be a time probably where he makes more than I do, but for right now, I don't know. When it comes time when he cashes in his stock, he'll probably have way more money than I do.
So
right now,
he's not making $14 million a year like
not you. Not making $14 million like me.
Wow, you're making $14 million.
According to Robert Kelly,
that's
I'm making.
Awesome.
Robert Kelly goes, I know what you make. You make $14 million a year. And then I had people yelling at me at the toy drive for not buying enough stuff. The guy who makes $14 million, you're pretty cheap. Hilarious.
They pay him $14 million a year and still had money left over, Carmen. Celta Claus.
I know.
They decided to give it away to other people other than you is what they said. They wrote it actually on the dry erase board.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give this away to people other than Carmen.
Yep.
What's going to happen when Carmen is full-time? We're going to have nobody left that's poor on this show.
I'm sure we'll still be, just
still be poor.
Really?
I'm full-time and I'm poor.
I was going to say, full-time, you can't be poor.
Wait a second. I didn't mean poor. I meant like not making enough money. Look at you. You're poor.
Oh, no, no.
You're
I'm not
wearing bow ties?
Yeah. Well, I mean, these were Amazon clip-on bow ties. So if any Men's Warehouse or local fine clothing store would like to sponsor me,
listen
I'll
to
wear
me.
Your suits.
When Bone TV kicks in January,
yeah.
And we're on like legit, all everybody's got cameras and stuff, you should find a company to give you an endorsement for clothes since you're the only one that really dresses up.
I would love at least to have a new suit for 4 out of the 5 days that I could wear. Because I already stocked up on, they had a great sale. I stocked up on shirts, but I need more shirts, vests, you know, ties, bow ties.
Vests.
Yeah.
That's the way to go
for it. Yeah.
So, all right. So, and Carmen, what about you? Send you over to the Todd, get you some clothes for the TV?
Yeah, right.
Get you a hair and makeup deal, maybe?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be sweet.
Every day. You gotta take showers, though, Carmen.
I do take showers.
You take showers every day now?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I woke up this morning and I even shaved my legs.
What?
So, her legs?
That's
legs.
So hard to do.
When you become an old Southern woman, I shave my legs for you, Afrome.
Give me the vapors. I do declare.
You're so white today.
What?
Your hair is like whitey white. Your face is like whitey white. Like, I'm not insulting you. You just look, sunshiny.
I mean, I haven't been out in the sun for like ever.
I like, you don't look pale. So. You just look like a sexy white. Yeah. You look like Elsa.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
I don't know why you're mad at me, but you have an anger towards me these last couple of days. What did I do wrong?
Because you make $14 million.
Yeah.
I'll give you half of that. How's that?
Perfect. Okay. I mean, I don't even want half of that. I don't even need a quarter of that.
I realize I don't make $14 million a year.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you say.
Oh, you want to see my paycheck?
No.
Thank God.
By the way, that's why Carmen will be broke, because whenever somebody offers her $7 million, she says, I don't even need that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I'll take it.
But why are you mad at me? You realize I don't pay the salaries around
I'm
here.
I'm not mad at you.
You are. I can tell you're bitter at me for something.
No.
Something happened that you're getting, that you have underlying anger towards me.
Nope.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Rob, do you know?
No idea.
Is it because I'm nice to Rob and you don't like Rob?
Nope.
You don't like Rob. Why don't you like Rob?
I hate Rob.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a crybaby bitch that gets away with it and tried to throw me under the bus to
feed
his ego. And I think, you know, when you're on a team and you work with someone, you should try to like help everyone out, not make yourself look better.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So.
Which is why I don't talk behind your back and you do about me. But that's fine. That's working on a team.
I never talk behind your back. I say everything to your face.
Really? Because I had no idea there was an issue with audio being pulled until I heard you talking to Spanish and talking about how you guys had conversations behind my back about how it bothered you. That is talking behind my back.
And here we go.
No kidding. Hey, look, I wasn't the one that started.
You were the one who started it. You're the one who brought it up and made it a big deal in the morning when it wasn't even a deal at all. It was on the after show. It was part of a segment that we were talking about because you kept interrupting Galvin during his new segment. So it was just a carry on that. It wasn't anything that needed to be you be mad about.
It was. It actually got things fixed because now Mike has what he needs every morning. There was a problem and
there
I corrected
wasn't a problem.
It.
And the only reason why there was a problem, in case you ever did wonder, you know, I do go to school and I had finals that week. So, you know, a couple
cut her some slack, Rob. She was in finals.
But he doesn't care because he doesn't talk to me. So he doesn't know anything.
Why would I talk to you? This is the way I get spoken to. I didn't say anything to you when Mike asked.
Exactly. You didn't say anything to me. You just got mad and came on here and started pounding my audio. That's what you sound like.
That was you.
It was.
I'm the one that sounds like a crybaby right now.
He was so mad because his ego was hurt.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
there was an issue that needed to get fixed, and instead of handling it like an adult,
You're right. You didn't handle it like an adult.
No.
You handled it like a child.
Carmen,
and you got out here and started
complaining. I wasn't the one that had the problem. You're the one that had the issue, and you didn't bring it to me so we could correct it. Instead, you bitched and moaned like a child.
No, there wasn't an issue.
I'm glad we can do this. There are so many things that you could do your job better, but I don't feel comfortable telling you over the past year because this is the way you act. But in reality,
like what
I am your supervisor.
What?
The
actually,
way you scream calls
John
suck.
Actually, in reality, John Brennan is my supervisor. He's actually all of our supervisors.
Producer. Executive producer.
Okay.
You're below me no matter how long you've been here. No offense, little girl. You think you know the way things are done because you've worked for
the
same radio show. You are.
You act
like a child, and that's why everybody was calling you out. Every person that called on Friday agreed with my point.
Two people called,
If you would have screened the calls better, we would have got more through.
I wasn't screening calls because Mike wanted me at the table looking at you and him, so I wasn't screening calls.
What do you think?
It's a good Tuesday today, and I really love you guys, and I don't know what's happening every time this starts.
I have no issues. That's the thing. I've continued to do my job. I say nothing
same
to
here.
Carmen.
How nervous do you feel right now?
I don't know.
It sounds to me, Rob, that even though you did not start this, that you do have issues, because when she kind of pulls the plug on it, that you definitely have stuff against her, and she started it.
I'm responding. If I had an issue, I might have said, hey, do you know why Carmen doesn't like me or is mad at me right now? I would have jumped in with something, but I don't have anything to say to her.
I'm just
doing my job.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think it's true that Carmen's a terrible phone screener?
I think that there's other ways that we could make this show run more effectively in a conversation.
Starting with the phone screening?
Well, a conversation you and I had before Thanksgiving break, and this isn't about Carmen or Spanish or anybody on the show, was just trying to figure out how we can maximize what we do here. Mm-hmm. And that was something that you had given me the power to start enforcing in the new year, which I would like to do. There's certain things, and it's not just Carmen's job. There's other things that I would like to change around. And now that I've been here for a year and a few months, I think it's time that I start putting those things into effect.
All right.
Happy New Year, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, man, I love a good Tuesday morning fight.
I'm looking forward to the new year and the changes that are coming.
Okay. I don't know what you want me to. I was not looking to argue this morning. I've been quiet. I have not argued.
You just wanted to cry on Thursday and take my toy because wanted it.
What toy? What are you talking about? Again, you had a problem with something that was being done, and instead
of
handling, can you
anything.
Please not cut me off?
No,
let me finish
I won't cut
my
you
goddamn
off because
sentence.
You cut me off all the time.
Carmen,
all the time.
There
you
was,
cut everybody
I was just
off.
In the middle of a sentence. No,
and
I don't
do
actually. I'm very
yes,
cognizant
do.
Of what I say and do here.
No, you aren't actually. Because if you were, there wouldn't be issues like this.
You had an issue. Instead of handling like an adult and coming to me and saying,
what was
hey,
the
this
issue?
Is a, the audio was the entire issue. The fact that you and Spanish have a problem with the way things are being done.
Whoa, don't blame me
into
this.
You're right. You were just an ear that heard what was being said. The fact that there was a problem, and instead of coming to me and handling it like an adult, you were going through like a child and deleting my audio
because
and acting
it was
like
the same thing that I put it in. There doesn't all need to be right, two right. of the
we'll,
same
we'll go back
clips.
And forth,
so that was the problem.
You have minimal intellect and you're not able to understand simple conversations and the flow of a conversation.
No, obviously, you don't understand what the problem was because you keep thinking there was a problem. There wasn't a problem. I was handling it, but you got mad because I was the one who was deleting the audio.
Your job is not to handle my work. My job is to handle yours.
My job is
let's remember that, little girl.
Okay, but you are doing it.
Oh,
please stop telling me a little girl because
twice.
At the end
she
of the
woman.
I'm
like
not.
One.
No,
yes,
I'm not.
You are.
She's
you
a lady.
Are. You're the whole
like
reason why this is a problem. You're the baby. You're
I
the one who's
crying. I didn't even say anything, you idiot.
You
you're the one who started.
On Thursday. Now your name calling.
Four days later, you're the one that brought it back around.
And he's the one who shut it down. He wouldn't let me say anything.
This is getting a little out of hand now.
No, it's not getting out of hand. This is BS. He had a problem. He was able to speak his piece and cry and rant and bang on the counter. And then you're like, oh, yeah, well, he's right. Give it to him.
Is that what you're mad at me?
That is what it's about.
Yeah, that is what it's about. Okay. Because
then
you
take
have
your anger
ego.
Out on Mike, not on me.
No,
I'm not
I have
the
a
reason
problem
you're
with,
mad.
No, you are the
you're,
reason why I'm mad.
No,
I'm mad at you
mad.
Because you're a crybaby that has an ego problem who took it out on me because you can. Because like you said, I'm your underling. You're my boss. So at the end of the day, you're trying to prove a point because you're short. You have a tiny penis and you're mad at life about that. So
all
you're
right,
taking it
let's
out
not
on
bring
me.
The size of his penis into question. You stop calling her an idiot and let's regroup here. This is getting out of hand now.
That's fine. I look, again, I did not start this. I
yes,
no
you did.
Carmen,
Thursday. You started
you
it.
You started
all right, all right. When I have to start visualizing your penis, it's become out of hand now.
That's fine. I will keep quiet like I have
is it really
all week
small?
Long. Oh, it's, yeah. Well,
no,
I
don't
want
to ask
it?
Again. He'll show it to you.
Okay.
He'll show
no,
it
I don't
want to
see it. I don't want to see it.
Holy. So
man,
basically, we have some underlying tension and anger here.
I have let it go. Part of my therapy is not sitting here and focusing on negative things. And no offense to Carmen, but she is a huge negative part of my life. When I come in here, I don't feel comfortable doing my job because she does not like me. And I don't know what I've done to her, but it's continued over the past
Well, I'll tell you right now. We're going to need to work on that and figure that out because here's the deal. Neither one of you are going anywhere. You're both extremely important to the show. And if there is a problem on Carmen's end, we need to figure out what that is. And if there's a problem on Rob's end, we need to figure out what that is. And don't think just because you're being quiet during this whole thing that you're not in the middle of all of this.
I didn't do anything.
I don't know who you're texting.
I'm not
in the middle
texting.
Of them fighting, you're texting
I
somebody.
I'm not texting anybody.
You're texting
looking,
Kelly.
Looking through Twitter.
I'm so glad they're not talking to me right now.
No.
I have no idea.
I honestly
think I might be executive producer next year.
No, I don't even want that. I just want to keep my head down and pretend like everything's good.
There are plenty of jobs to do on this show We need to reassess who is doing what and make sure everybody's happy with what they are doing. Because I could tell Carmen's not in a good mood the last couple of days. I don't know what it's from. If that's it, I don't want
apparently
you to be unhappy.
From Thursday.
Well, evidently, I don't know, but I don't want you to be unhappy. And this is not a you. Look at me. Remember when Dinah was unhappy and we told her to go get another job? You cannot go get another job. You have to stay
that's
here.
Rude.
No, you're staying
Ralphie?
Here. No,
help
Ralphie's
me.
Not getting you a
help
job
me.
Too.
Help me.
You are.
Let me out.
You are not going anywhere on this show. And that's it. So whatever the problems are, we need to work it all out because you are not going anywhere.
I don't like this.
I don't care.
I don't like this anymore.
You will stay here for your piddly part-time salary, and you will enjoy your show and your horrible call screening and everything else that you do.
Okay.
You are not going anywhere.
Great.
You bring so much, Carmen. You bring so
much. I just wanted to point out that I started talking to Carmen by telling her how pretty she looked today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it started.
Yeah.
Okay? Just pointing that out.
And then complaining.
I didn't complain.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. I asked. Oh, now we're going to fight? All I did was ask you why you've hated me for the last couple of days. I could tell.
You should have called her a stupid little girl.
I didn't say that.
I know. Yeah. But that's how it
all
goes.
I said to you was something was bothering you. So as someone who cares about you, I detected that there is a problem. That's all.
No.
Meow.
Nah.
Yeah.
Did you say no or meow?
Meow.
Meow. Did you just meow at me?
Yeah.
Meow. I gotcha.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.